A Mother's Disgrace, written by Robert Desaix and read by Robert Desaix.
Up in the rafters were armed guards, and hidden down below at street level, manning the checkpoint, was a squad of Hollywood Nazis called the Grenzsoldaten. As you stepped from the train in those days, you saw the platform divided lengthwise down the middle by an opaque glass wall. On the other side, not a meter away, you could make out the silhouettes of people living in another world, forbidden to enter yours. It was almost unbearably, ecstatically exciting. My inner world had, in a flash, become the outer, because there in front of me was the division between ordered paradise and the jungle, between system and chaos, between heaven coming to pass and real life. Also, we were told, the ultimate icon. I hurried down the stairs, paid my 10 Deutschmarks, pushed open the swing door, and found myself in a real, pure land. It was, as you'd expect, exactly like all the others I was to visit that October, and in later years, in Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, Romania, Bulgaria, and of course, Russia. They even smelt the same. They're well documented. You don't need me to tell you about them. They weren't pure. They were built for angels by people who didn't even believe in angels. Mrs. Zed was furious when I got back to Sydney and told her what I thought of the wall. She quivered with displeasure. If life in the Soviet sector was a little greyer than life in the American sector, that was historically understandable, and in the fullness of time would change. America, as always, was obscurely to blame for the wall, for the difference in living standards and for the temporary limitations on individual freedom in the GDR. I could follow her argument, but I caught the whiff of bad faith, and it never quite left my nostrils. Mrs. Zed's watchful, mothering eye still followed me about in those years. It was becoming an irritation. My childhood princess was looking more and more like an aging xenophobe in a Cheong Sam with Manchurian ideas about what had been going on in the world for the past 50 years, and a disturbing tendency to shout off with his head when crossed. Расстрелять надо, they should be shot, was an all-too-common reaction to any mention of people with dissident views. Pasternak was a talentless nincompoop, Solzhenitsyn was a traitor, Akhmatova, Tsvetaeva and Gumilyov beneath mentioning. It was time I went to Russia and confronted the reality.